What's up, baby? I'm here today. Y'all here today. Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? On over to Making Lemon Beast Kitchen, baby. Y'all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Go on over to my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J.
Hey, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? What are y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them? Cause they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there being so fair and so wise, baby. And why is it did I tell you that I know that y'all are out there being so fair and so wise, huh? Come on, man. First of all, because God made you that way. Yes. Shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Yes. And what's the second reason? While I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so fair and so wise, baby, huh? Well, you know, y'all out there listening to me, baby. And this is Just a Touch of J. And y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. And what's the third reason? Did I tell y'all? You know what I tell y'all? Come on, it's three things that I tell y'all, okay? The third thing that I tell y'all is you gotta give a shout out to your haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me. You ready? On three. One, two, three. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Now listen, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you like, wait a minute, hold on, who this girl Jay? Why is it that she's giving her shout out to, you know, her haters? What's all that about? Listen, let me explain something to you. First of all, when you shining bright like a diamond, okay? The haters, they don't know what to do. Haters acknowledgement backwards, right? They don't really hate you. They just don't know how to show you the love, okay? Let me break it down to you like this, all right, baby? This is Just a Touch of J. I'm going to put this out there in pieces for you, all right? So, when you shining bright, bright like a diamond, right? Doing everything that you're supposed to do in life. You know, going forth with your journey, right? The haters, the naysayers, the disbelievers, they come around. Now, let me break it down to you why they come around. Because I know y'all notice it. I know you notice it. You're like, daggone, now that I'm going ahead and I'm doing what I do, you know, everybody want to come over and see what I got going on, okay? See, they come over, they want to be nosy, right? This is why, right? The light that you got shining so bright is disturbing that darkness. Come on, like, imagine being at home, you're in your room, you're sleeping, right? You're knocked out. Somebody come in, hit the light switch. Right? You wake up. What's going on? Okay? The light, it disturbed your darkness when you were sleeping, baby. This is Just a Touch of J. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. They be sleeping on you. So what happens is, right, God put you out there in pieces, right, when you're doing what it is that you're supposed to do. Now let me break it down for you in a biblical aspect, right? Psalms 23 in the Bible, you know. Shout out to all my believers out there, okay? So, Psalm 23 in the Bible says, this is what God says. He makes a promise to you. He says, basically, when you out there doing what it is that you do, he's going to protect you. He's going to make sure you're straight. Okay? He said, I'm going to go ahead and prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. So just imagine you sitting there, right? All your enemies, all your haters, your naysayers, your disbelievers, people ain't believing you and all that, right? The ones that's all of a sudden now disturbed by your likeness, so they coming around, right? But imagine you just sitting there, and all you see is all them watching. But God's in front of you, and they behind God, and God's preparing a table for you. Man, look, baby, this is just a touch of day. He said, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. He said, then I'm going to anoint your head with oil. Okay, he anoints your head with oil because see, the oil covers you. So all that stuff they try to do, you know, what they try to see what's going on, you know, it don't bother you. Slide right off like it's nothing, baby. This is just a touch of Jay, right? God does all this for you. So he says, I'm going to play a table for you in the presence of your enemy. I'm going to anoint your head with oil. And then your cup's going to overflow. Blessing after blessing after blessing. I'm going to make your enemies your footstool right in front of you. They're going to have to watch you eat at this table. Everything is on this table and they got to watch. All right? So what he puts out there is exactly what they need because it's drawing them in. And as they're getting closer and they looking, you know, they do things like they might call you up. Hey, what's going on with you? I ain't talked to you in a while. Might hit you up on the internet, send you a little email, anything to try to get in your presence because they're trying to see what's going on. So when this happens, what you're supposed to do is say, hi, haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. You never hate on them, okay? Never hate on them. Because once upon a time, you know, you was kind of in their shoes in a sense. You know, and God had to use certain things to bait you out too. That's all he's doing. He's using whatever it is that you got going on to lure them on over so they can get blessed by the message. Whatever message he's using, baby, this is just a touch of jet. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, all right? Now, look. Have y'all been going over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Huh? Y'all been checking that out? Listen, man. Oh, my gosh. Mama been dropping a dime on you. Yes. I've been dropping a dime on you over there. If you don't understand what dime is, African-American colloquialism. Basically just saying that I've been giving you the business. I've been giving you the information. What it is that you need to, you know, go forth in life, baby. That's all. All right. And it's over at My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram. The Just a Touch of J page on Facebook. It's all out there, baby. Just Google Just a Touch of J. JustaTouchOf _ letter J. Yeah, that's what they call me. Make sure y'all check it out. My name is RONI76 on Instagram, man. I've been dropping a dime on you. I've been doing all type of stuff out there. Just putting it out there in pieces for you. So check it out. Inspirational stuff. Oh my gosh. Everything that you need. You know me with my healing process. Y'all know I'm getting over mold toxicity. Just all type of stuff. My family. Just, oh my gosh. Some of the pastors that I like. Some scriptures, some music. I mean, you get it all over there. Okay, baby, this is just a touch of J. I'm just trying to put that out there in pieces for you. Now, look, let's skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond. Yes, and talk to you guys about Making Love in V's Kitchen. Look, man, Making Love in V's Kitchen is where I do my food thing. All right. Also, shout out to Veronica's Guide to Making Love in the Kitchen, the cookbook of love that's dedicated to my grandma, right? A couple years back, I was on fire doing everything I had to do on there. I don't really put too much on there now, but that's on Facebook. Check it out, you know? It's still trending. A lot of people still like it. They doing what it is that they do, but things are going to be coming to that page as well, right? Now, Making Love in V's Kitchen. Have I been making love in V's Kitchen? Actually, I have. Now, I came to y'all on Thursday, and I told y'all I was a little ill on Thursday. I was jacked up. Histamine level went up, you know, that happens when you got mold toxicity, increased sense of smell, you can smell like 50 feet away, you know, just all type of stuff, and it messes with your food. But lately, since I've been doing this detox, I've been able to eat a little more. So I'm making Love Beast Kitchen. Like, shout out to you guys. It's only been a couple days and I feel amazing. I'm telling you, I feel amazing, okay? So making Love Beast Kitchen is coming to you. I told y'all we're going to have the online cooking show and everything. Maybe this is just a touch of Jay. I just have to put it out there in pieces for you. So be careful. You know about not watching. Make sure you watch it and just stay with me, all right? Because I'm going to put that out there in pieces for you. Now, look, let's talk about Justin Touch J's Fitness. Oh, my gosh. I am just really so excited about Justin Touch J's Fitness because I'm really working on this fitness line for y'all. Excuse me. I'm working on this fitness line for y'all, and it's just so dope. Like, I have so many dope pieces that are getting ready to come to you. So make sure you're staying tuned. And you also can check out some of the stuff that I already got going on. Check out the link trees that's up in the bio. That's all you got to do. Click up in the bio. You know all my bios. You know I got 5 Instagrams. I got 5 Facebooks, Twitter, Tumblr, Pinterest, all that type of stuff. TikTok, all in all the bios. Check it out. And you get to go to thisisjustatouchofj.com. And purchase if you like. And also, Justin Touch J Fitness page on Instagram. All right. So look, check it out. J's Fit. It's popping like popcorn, baby. You know, y'all love it. And I love you. And I actually just had on Animalistic in Nature. A lot of you ladies, y'all love that. Thank you so much, baby. This is Justin Touch J. I'm just trying to put them pieces out there for you. Okay. Now, also, as far as Justin Touch J's Fitness is concerned, have I been working out? Because y'all know I created the fitness program, the 400. Yes, mama was 220 pounds before I got ill. I lost 75. Got ill. Look, then lost 50. I had to get that back, baby. This is Justin Touch J. And I had lost everything. My booty, all that. Not anymore. Oh, my gosh. Mama is slim thick. Doing what it is that I do. Tomorrow, I start my new workout plan. It's going to be Monday, July the 26th, and I'm excited about it. Yeah, I'm going to be doing some stuff. I'm going to be showing y'all some stuff at my new house. Yeah, y'all going to love it. So just stay tuned, baby. That's all that's going on with Justin Touch J's Fitness. Now, let's talk about Justin Touch J app. Oh my gosh. Y'all got the app doing what it is that it does. Yes. And y'all are really showing a lot of love through the app. And I love you for it. Thank you so much. Like, y'all are really doing good with the app. The app is changing up, though. Like, I'm really working on some dope stuff as far as the app is concerned, where it's going to be more interactive and y'all get to do a lot of stuff with the app. New foods, new everything, new information. So just stay with me. Y'all know I'm healing, so I'm doing this thing piece by piece. All right, so thank you so much for keeping the app trending. You had my app of the day in the app store not too long ago, and I love you guys. All right, and the app loves you. Now, moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left, right? Because I got to continue to shine bright like a diamond. And I got to talk to you guys about Justin Touch J's cannabis line. Oh, my gosh. So I've been thinking. I got a website and all that, but I've been thinking about doing some other pages, just showing y'all the growing process. What do y'all think about that? Call in, let me know. I want y'all to see how it all starts with the growth and everything. Now, I got to be careful because I got mold toxicity and it has a lot to do with some of the little stuff. So you got to be careful with that. But I can show you, you know, the process from afar and let you guys see the whole growing thing. I'm a grower now. And I also have Justin Touch J's cannabis line where I have my own products. Yeah, my own marijuana products and things like that. Right now, we rocking with Justin Touch of J's papers, right? And they're called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Yeah. Y'all like it when I do it like that? That's from a song that I made, right? Drake's Laugh Now, Cry Later, Cry Now, Laugh Later. You know, that's going probably, you know, be what happens when you try to Justin Touch J cannabis line and you know, you try all you need is Justin Touch J cannabis papers, man. Baby, check it out too. It's in the online store. This is Justin Touch J. Okay, y'all definitely want to check out those pieces. Now, I got like three more things I got to talk about, okay? The Jataj Podcast Network. Yes, stands for Just a Touch of J, but it's also Jataj, yeah, Podcast Network. Shout out to all my podcasters. Yeah. You guys got your own app, and it's going to be popping like popcorn, where y'all get to actually like just listen to my favorite, okay? My favorite podcasters, all right? And it's so dope. Thank you guys for signing up on my Facebook page, checking out my Instagram page, Jataj Podcast Network. It's coming to a mobile app and things like that for you. And this is just a touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put that out there in pieces for you the best way I can without spoiling it, all right? Now, we got to talk about the podcast. Why y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby? Oh, my gosh. Y'all got the podcast popping like popcorn. Y'all out there doing that thing to it. Yes. Oh, my gosh. The numbers just keep going up and up and up. And I'm like this. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Every now, when, no matter what. That's what I'm looking like right now. I'm like, wow. And I've only been tracking it on a few networks. It's on over like 30 on the Just a Touch of J mobile app. Like, it's just out there. Three years in the making. And like, we at episode 364 right now. Man, y'all loving it. I'm talking about y'all are really loving the podcast. The last few episodes have been trending like all over the internet, just crazy. Shout out to y'all out in Lagos, Nigeria. Oh my gosh, I love you guys. Oh, I keep telling y'all, Venezuela, London, Japan, Aruba, Italy, Rome, UK. Shout out to y'all, just everywhere. I mean, United States, y'all are really rocking with me. South Africa, y'all are rocking with me. Like, y'all are rocking with me out in Vietnam. Y'all are rocking with me just, oh my God, Dubai. Y'all are just everywhere. And I just love you guys and thank you so much. Canada, y'all rocking with me. Food Network out in Canada. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Listen, just a touch of J, baby. I can't give you too many pieces. All right. Now look. Let's talk about, I got two more things. Two more things, that's it. And that's all the pieces, okay? Let's talk about Beat Break Radio. Y'all are rocking with me on Beat Break Radio. Thank you so much. Just a Touch of J shows doing reruns on the late night. But we got other stuff that I'm doing too. My good morning affirmations. Yes. Oh my gosh, so dope. So that's gonna be coming to y'all. Wait about a week and a half, maybe two. Y'all gonna get all those pieces. I already been putting it out there in pieces for you, baby, just little by little, here and there, seeing your feedback, seeing what you like. You know, I've been doing it now for a little bit. Shout out to everybody who gets them every morning, okay? It's like over 50 of y'all, and y'all are doing amazing with that. Y'all love that. Thank you so much. It's just in such a Jay, and also the 411 Wire. Yeah, I got some stuff coming to y'all. Nice little remix I done did for a few people. Shout out to Biz Markie's family. He passed. Oh man, we lost so many great ones this year. Man, DMX. Man, Black Rob. Just to name a few. We lost some of them, man. So look, that's on Beat Break Radio. 411 Wire, top of the hour. You can catch your girl, me, Just a Touch of J, giving you the hottest entertainment segment on the streets. Now, look, the last thing I want to talk to y'all about is Nova Healthcare. Yeah, I am going to be interviewing them about a product that I take that's called Toxic Prevent and their Flora probiotic line. Baby, this is Just a Touch of J. These people are amazing, and they basically saved my life with this product. So we're going to be talking to some of them about it. And if you have anything that's going on with you gut health-wise, IBS, anything like that, where you need some help, make sure you keep on staying tuned. Because this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I got to put that out there in pieces for you, okay? Now, moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left, right? Because you already know what time it is. I got a story to tell, like Biggie Smalls, the rapper, okay? You know, Big always had a story to tell. He always put it out there in pieces for you. So look, that's what I'm about to do. Now, I told you on my other episode that I needed to talk to you about this Sunday's word. Okay? And this Sunday's word is valuable. Yeah. God laid it on my heart. He said, you know what? I need you to go talk to him about valuable things. About how they are valuable. I said, this just touched you. You want me to put that out there, piece of food, God? God was laying it on my heart, but I just couldn't get it. You know, sometimes I tell y'all, I just be like, huh? Like, what are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to say? So I was meditating on God's word, and I said, you know, God, I need you to bring it to me. Bring it to me. Give it to me. Tell me what you want me to say. You know what he said? He said, I need you to tell them this, right? That as they're going through life, they're going to encounter four types of people to let them know that they're valuable. I said, baby, this is just a touch of Jay. You sure? He said, I need you to put it out there in peace for him. I said, okay, God, look. So I got to drop a dime on y'all. Do y'all know there's about four different types of people that's going to let you know if you're valuable or not? So look, go get your pens, your papers, your pencils or whatever, so you can go ahead and you can write this down, baby, because this is just a touch of Jay. I'm about to drop a dime on you, okay? So first of all, let's talk about the first person, okay? First set of people, right? It's four, all right? So number one, this is how you know you're valuable. You ready? You're going to have some people that's going to come in your life that's going to run away from you. You might be saying to yourself, like, hold on, wait a minute, hold on, self. You know, because I had said, wait a minute, self, what? What's going on, self? What's popping? What's going on? People are going to run away from you when you're valuable? Yes. Okay? Now, let me tell you why, right? They see your value, okay? They see it, but they insecure, okay? And when they're insecure, this is what the insecurity means, okay? They're anxious about their self. They have lack of confidence when it comes to you. That's why you know that you thorough and you wise and you're valuable, okay? Because they're insecure when it comes to you. Baby, this is just a touch of Jay. I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you. They lack confidence because they see something in you that you might not see in yourself. So there's number one. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you get people that run away from you and stuff like that. You like, wait a minute, hold on, I thought it was thorough and wise. But they like, no, you make me insecure. You know, they get intimidated by you real quick because they see your value. Sometimes we don't see our value, baby. Like I said, just touch it, Jay. I'm chopping down there in peace for you. So what happens is, God, you know, he can let that happen, right? You know why? Because it teaches us to not run, right? It shows us how great we are, right? You see your greatness in their rejection. Because they're running away, right? But see, sometimes when people run away from us, man, we get all like, wait a minute, hold on, don't go nowhere. Where you going at? I need you, you know, because you don't understand why they're leaving. That rejection is for your protection. Baby, just a touch of that. You have to understand that when people reject you, it's like God's like allowing it. Because he's like, look, I'm trying to protect you. I'm trying to let you see that they're not for you. Okay? But in it, at the same time, you got to understand your value. They're showing you how thorough you are. You think because they leave that you're not thorough. No, they're showing you how thorough you are. They can't come up to that level, so they have to go to a level that they can, you know, they can deal with. They can't deal with you. You too much. Maybe this is just a touch of Jay. Okay? Trust me. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. You're too much for them. That's all. You're too much. Even if you give them just a touch, it's too much. So they gotta run away. Okay? So just get that. We're gonna come back to that one. All right? Now, number two. Okay? This is another way. My gosh, that you know that you're valuable. People will hate on you, right? They'll try to destroy you. That's how you know you're valuable. God's telling me this. Okay, remember I talked to y'all about Joseph in the Bible not too long ago and how his brothers threw him in the pit, okay, when he told them about the dream. The dream was valuable to him. Joseph like, look, y'all, oh my gosh, I got a dream. Let me tell you what's going to happen. They said, that, you know, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. And then he tried to tell him another dream. He like, but in this dream, y'all going to bow down to me. They're like, what? We ain't bowing down to you. Right? But they saw that he was valuable. You want to know why? Because his dad gave him this coat. He had a coat of many colors that none of the other brothers had. They saw the value. So they tried to destroy him. They literally tried to kill him. Any of y'all out there going through that? My gosh, I know you out there going through it. Listen, they tried to do it to me too. They did it to Martin Luther King. They did it to Malcolm X. Come on. Dr. Sebi. I'm going to say nothing about that, baby. This is just such a day. But you know, they did a lot of stuff to a lot of people. Kennedy. Okay, they killed him. They assassinated him. Just think about all these great people. Lincoln. All these people that are out there that have done so much that were valuable. They wanted to destroy him. Baby, this is just a touch of day. They will try to destroy you too. I mean, listen. Okay, you know I'm a believer. I am a believer in Jesus Christ, okay? They tied him to the cross. They was like, no, they did everything. Judas betrayed him with a kiss. One of his main mans, okay? One of his friends, one of his homies that he was rocking with, his disciple, Judas, betrayed him for some money. Baby, they will try to destroy you when you got value on you. That's the second reason that you know that you're valuable. Because they try to destroy you, man. The haters, the naysayers, the disbelievers and stuff. They always try to put you down and stuff when you're trying to come up. You tell them your dreams and things you got going on. They don't like it. Like I said, just like Joseph. Nah, they like, wait a minute, hold on. Because they see it. Okay? It's just a touch of J, baby. So let me tell you, look, God allows it, right? He allows it so you know better. Okay, when you know better, you do better. Okay, it's just think about it like this: if you touch some fire, you know you're gonna get burnt. You keep on touching it, you keep on touching it, you get close to it, and it's hot. It's like a baby, right? Sometimes God got treated like we kids, you know, like because we his children. But you know, like little infants, they do stuff, and you keep telling them, "Look, stop doing that." You know, it's don't do that. And then after a while, you got to let them learn. And then they know not to do it again. They come back crying, you know, because they all messed up and everything, baby. That's what God allows to happen. The haters, the naysayers, the disbelievers, you know, when they try to do stuff to destroy you, sometimes God got to let it happen. He got to let you bump your head with these people so that you know not to go back that way again. Okay? Now, here's the third one where you know that you're valuable. Okay. Oh my gosh, baby. I'm chopping this out there pieces for you, but I'm spoiling it. I'm trying to take my time. Okay. Now, you know you're valuable when people don't see your greatness. And you might be like, what do you mean, Jay? When they don't see it. Okay. Example. You're around a lot of people and they see it. They see your greatness. They like, you know what? Yo, you thought you was. 90%, 95% of them, you come around one person, two people, and they just don't see how thorough you are. This one right here is a little tricky because you got to be careful with that, okay? Because they're blind, okay? They're so blind that they can get you to be blind because you're trying to figure out, like, why don't you see how great I am? Everybody else does, and you tend to run after people like that. You tend to kind of like cling to people like that because you want to show them how great you are. You want to prove to them. You want them to see it. Baby, this is just a touch of that. Don't act like y'all ain't out there doing that. Everybody like you, but the one person don't like you, that's the one you're trying to get to like you. I'm trying to put this out there. Peace be, baby. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help y'all. You got to be careful because when you go over to that one that's blind and they can't see it, you mess around, you get blind too. It's just a touch of Jay. You mess around, you the blind leading the blind. You turn around, you like, daggone, what happened? How did I get here? Because you was running after somebody who couldn't see your greatness, your value. Okay? That should let you know how valuable you are. Some of y'all think that just because people can't see it, that you're not valuable. No, you're valuable. Let me tell you why, right? When they can't see it because they blind, God allows that. Let me tell you why he allows that one. That one is like for your direction. That's your GPS. I mean, you, okay, your GPS, right? You're in the car, GPS say turn right. You turn right. GPS turn you to another right, but you turn left, right? It reroutes you. Okay? Because it don't want you to be blind. Don't want you to be lost out there. God don't want you to be lost. is just such a thing. I'm chopping this out there peacefully. He don't want you to be lost, right? So he has to go ahead and direct you, okay, from their blindness. So when people don't see it, those are the ones you really need to run away from. You really need to be away from that because you're like, wait a minute, hold on, okay? That's definitely for your protection. It's the GPS, baby. You don't want the blind to be leading the blind. No, let God lead you away from that, okay? Because if they can't see your greatness, something's wrong with them, especially if you know you're thorough and wise. You don't want to be around somebody like that. No. You have to know that you're valuable when they don't see it and everybody else does. You got to be like, dad, go on, something wrong with you. I know I'm thorough and I'm wise, and you got to keep it pushing. Okay, now the last one is, ready? People who know their own value will let you know how valuable you are. Okay, let me say that one again. People who know their own value will let you know how valuable you are because they know value. Okay, so they'll be like, dad, you know, you definitely, you thorough and you wise. So they know what it's like. They understand how valuable they are. Okay, and God allows that one to happen because that's like your reflection. It's like you can see yourself in them and they can see themselves in you. Oh, man. Look, you know how they say, what word am I looking for? When somebody can see you like you see the reflection, right? Real recognize real and real recognize fake too. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Drop the dime on because I'm like, what's that one? Yeah, real recognize real. That's basically all that it is. They're like, you know what? You real. You real thorough. Like, y'all listening to me right now? Y'all listening to me because y'all know that I'm thorough and I'm wise. Unless you a hater. And I'm going to say hi, haters, because I know you need this work too. You know, but if you thorough and you wise, you listening to me. Because you like, you know what, Jay, she real. She doing what it is that she do. She out there, she giving us that wisdom, that knowledge. Everything that we need. She giving us just a touch of Jay. Everything else, God, she giving it to us. So he allows those people to come into your circle so you know who you are. So look, I done dropped a dime on you. I gave you 4 different types of people to let you know how valuable you are. Now, okay? You got to pay attention to that. You got to politic on that. You got to sit back. You got to be like, wait a minute, I got these people in my life, right? Now that you know that you got these people in your life, now that you know that you're very, very valuable, let me talk to you about how you're treating everybody else. Are you treating everybody else like, you know, they're valuable like you? Because listen, let's compare this to a car, okay? Now, when you get a brand new car, okay, everybody has that car in their dreams. Like, oh my gosh, if I got that car, like, oh, yes, I'm going to make sure I treat that car right. If it's an expensive luxury car or a car you never had before, you're going to value it. You value things when you like them, when you love them, okay? Like with the car, right? You don't let anybody drive it. One of your peoples, you know, been in some accidents, ain't doing too right or whatever. You like, wait a minute. They like, let me borrow the car. You like, you know what? I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. Because you value that car. You don't want nothing to happen to that car. That's how you got to be with people. You got to value people like that. When you know you're valuable, you can't let nothing happen with the relationship when they valuable like you. You got to keep them around you. Those are the ones you keep. You got to understand they're valuable just like this car that you just want to let drive. Okay? Another thing about a car, right? Would you take that car to get serviced anywhere? No, you're probably going to take that car to the dealership. You ain't going to let your buddy from around the corner, you know, he like, I can fix it for you. I know exactly what to do. I looked it up on YouTube. No, you ain't letting him do it. You're going to take it to the dealership. You want the dealership, the people who made the car, the people who know about the car to take care of the car. That's what you got to do with these relationships too. These people that you're involved with, whether it be physically involved with, emotionally involved with, friendships, romantic stuff, husband, wife. I don't know what you got going on, baby. This is just such a, I'm just trying to put it out there in peace for you. But you got to make sure that you value them like that. You just can't let all this crazy stuff happen when it comes to them. You got to be real careful where you take them at, how you handle them, what you do with them, okay? Same way you would do the car, right? You ain't going to let just anybody wash it, nothing like that. You ain't going to take it to one of them car washes just real quick, you know, because you know they might scratch it up. You got to be gentle with that type of thing when you value it. You have to value people when you know that you're valuable. Okay? You might not even... I remember when I was young, it was this guy, Raheem, right? He was so funny. Shout out to you, Raheem, if you listening. I don't know, because you never know who listened to you, baby. Just such a damn chopping it out there, peace for you. But I remember he got his first car. We was young. We was like 17, you know, and all that type of stuff. You know, out in Voorhees, New Jersey, you know, living real good. You know, the mansions and all that type of stuff. You know, baby, just such a damn. Everybody had it good. I went to Eastern High School, you know. Like, it was just like, boom. I went to school with Wayne Gretzky's kids, you know. Like, you know, the guy, you know, famous people and all that type of stuff. So, you know, they living good. So Raheem, he gets this car, right? And he's like, everybody, nobody eats in my car. And you got to take your shoes off when you get in the car. Any of y'all out there know somebody who does that? I mean, look, I used to do it too. I used to be like, no, even when I get in the car, you know, and I got on a fresh pair of kicks like Tim's, like Timberland boots, I got to take them off and stuff because I don't want the crease in them. Baby, this is just a test of that. You don't want nobody eating in the car. You don't want nothing happening in the car. You want the car to be nice and clean and everything. That's how you got to do it when you got somebody good in your life. You understand what I'm saying? You got to value them, baby. Ah, y'all value everything out here except for the people who value you. Oh, my gosh. That'll preach itself, baby. This is just a test of that. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? So, you got to value the people when you know that you're valuable, right? Now, sometimes things can happen in life and they make you really feel like you're not valuable. Even after you find out you're valuable, even after you yourself are treating people like they're valuable. You like, look, I know I'm valuable, okay? I treat people good, but things can happen. All right, now let me touch base on that. Something can happen, like you could lose your job. Then all of a sudden, you might be questioning your value. Like, you know what? I done gave y'all 15 years at this company. You just going to let me go and treat me like that? You might be thinking you're not thorough and wise. Watch that, okay? Here's another thing that you got to watch, right? That can make you feel unvaluable. Relationships. Because we talking about relationships, right? This is part of the Love Doctor series I want to add. Infidelity. You get cheated on. Oh, my gosh. Jeez. Most devastating thing that can happen. You all in love like, hey, boo, you happy and everything. What's going on? Everything you could do that you try to do. Then, bam, you find out this person done cheated on you in the worst way. Oh, my gosh, you're crushed. That can make you feel unvaluable. Yeah, you could be doubting yourself, you know. Guys, listen, you ever had a lady cheat on you? You know, you question your masculinity. Like, daggone, what is it about me? You know, who is this guy? You know, you think you ain't throwing wise no more. And ladies, oh my gosh, you know how we love. Oh, especially if you're really in love with somebody. You like, oh, you want to do everything for them. You know, you on cloud nine. Then, find out you ain't the only one. Oh, child, he been putting it out there in pieces for somebody else. Oh, man, that right there can make you feel like you're not valuable. Here's something else, right? You're trying to start a company, a business or something, right? You're going to the bank. You're like, you know what? I'm going to start this business. You got your proposal. Nope. Sorry, we can't help you. You go to the next bank. Now you at like 15 banks. You're trying to figure out what's going on. That can make you feel like you're not that valuable. Maybe this is just touching you. I'm just trying to put it out there in peace for you. That can make you second guess yourself. Okay? Now, here's another thing that really can trip you up. Family. Oh my gosh, your family. Listen, any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you literally, like Joseph, you know, he wanted to go tell all his brothers and his father and everybody, like, listen, this is the dream that I had. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be like this person and y'all going to be bowing down to me. And they just kind of like was like, what? Any of y'all out there going through that? You're telling your family your dreams, your hope, your ambition, and all that stuff. You're like, listen, this is what I want to do. You know, I'm going to be a rapper, or I'm going to be a doctor, or I'm going to be a lawyer. You know, this is what I'm doing. I'm going back to school. I'm getting my education. I've changed my life around. I am out of jail now. I'm not doing this anymore. Or, look, I'm a better father. And they're all looking at you like, sure. You think so? Oh, man. That can definitely make you feel like you're not valuable, because these are the people who are supposed to like see the value. Right? And they don't like you putting it out there in pieces for them. Any of y'all out there going through that? Well, listen. I went through it too. Okay? I experienced the hate. I've experienced the cheating. I've experienced the trying to start a business and had issues with that. I've experienced the job stuff. I have experienced everything that I've talked to you guys about. And all I want you to know is that when it all happens like that, you got to be careful, right? Now, let me tell you why you got to be careful. Now, mama drop a dime on you and give you these facts, okay? Now, what the enemy likes to do is use that stuff to distract you, right? So here it is. You know that you're valuable. You're like, I know I'm valuable, okay? You know, I gave you four types. You're like, yes, Jay, I'm valuable. Okay, I understand, right? That you're like, you know what? I've been treating people like they're valuable too, and I've experienced some stuff like that. But see, where you get tripped up at is that the enemy, he goes, huh, I done put it out there in pieces for you. Now, he tries to get you distracted by all these things. Right? So that you don't feel like you're valuable. I told you, you know, stuff can happen in life. You don't feel like you're valuable. Right? So you'll be thinking you're valuable because that's what God wants you to think. That's what God wants you to believe. That's how he sees you. He sees you as valuable. But the enemy doesn't want you to see yourself as valuable. Let's use me for an example, okay? Here I am doing amazing last year. I mean, I'm talking about doing 100 push-ups a day, doing what it is that I do, that I do. I'm running all these businesses, you know, all my clothing line coming out, cannabis line coming out, I'm making music, I'm doing everything. I get ill in November. And, you know, I'm reaching out to people. I'm like, you know, y'all, I need y'all to help me. I'm scared. I don't know what's going on. No doctors, no nothing. All I know, I can smell 50 feet away. My hair start falling out. I lose 50 pounds. I can't walk. I can't see. All these things started to make me feel like I wasn't valuable. I'm reaching out to my family. They wasn't there. I'm reaching out to friends that I thought was friends. They wasn't there. Just all type of stuff was happening. Right? But see, let me tell you how thorough and wise God is. God said, you know what? Don't worry about that. I'm going to show you how valuable you are. And I tell y'all all the time, he gave me over $15,000 just to stay at a hotel. Then he allowed me to get a house built from the ground up. Okay, baby, this is just a touch of Jay. He took care of me, supplied all my needs. Okay, all my needs, because he said, you valuable to me. I want y'all to know that y'all are valuable to God. Regardless of what you got going on, you just got to understand that you're valuable. Told y'all, this is just such a thing. I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you. You have to understand that you're valuable. You cannot look at the distractions that come up. I could have looked at all that and just been like, oh, man, and gave up. I could have gave up. When you 100 pounds, baby, and you can't even wash yourself, you can't see. Feel like things crawling all over you all day long because it's mold toxicity in your body. But nobody knows what's wrong with you till months later. But God said, you're so valuable. I got to let you see. I got to let you see that the people who really ain't supposed to be there, not supposed to be there. Okay, I told you it's four types of people, right? So he let some of them run away. Come on, baby. This is just a touch of Jay. I know you went through it too. Somewhere in your life, we had to let somebody run away from you. Had to let me know. You valuable. Do you see that? That's their insecurities. Then he had to go ahead and he had to show me, right? There were some people out there who was trying to destroy me. In the process, haters and stuff. He said, I got you. I got you. Don't worry about them neither. Right? Then he had to let me know. See, and some of these people right here, they blind to what you got going on. Right? And then he had to let me see the ones that was there. And he took everything away from me. So I had nothing. I couldn't depend on nobody but him. And he said, I'm going to show you how valuable you are. I'm going to save your life. I'm going to make sure you don't have to pay for nothing. Then I'm going to let all this stuff happen. You know, I'm writing books now. I tell y'all, I'm doing all type of stuff. I'm going to be interviewing. Look, one of the biggest companies in the world. Like, do you understand this? This is just a touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Value. He had to show me, listen. Just a touch of J, you valuable. And that's what he's trying to show you too. Susie, Jamal, Mike, I don't know who you are. He's trying to show you that you're valuable. So when you're going through all this stuff and you're trying to figure it all out and you're just like, you know, I don't know what's going on. You know, people are not there and, you know, I don't know what's going on. I'm confused. And one minute you feel like you're valuable. One minute you feel like you're not. Understand, you're valuable. You thorough and you wise. I just told you, you're going to have four type of people in life that's going to show you that you're valuable. Evaluate the situation, okay? When you're moving on up, okay, God has to, how can I say this? He has to cause a disruption. He has to break up some pieces because you got to know how valuable you are so you can go to this next level because everybody can't go. He has to let you see. He has to show you. You understand? When you elevate, elevation requires separation. I need y'all to get this. You're valuable. You're thorough and you're wise. Some of you out there, you feeling like you're not valuable right now because God said you got to talk to him. I said, oh my gosh, why? I'm like, why you keep having me out here talking to them? He said, because they got to know. You got to let them know that they're valuable, that they're thorough and they're wise. Right? So they can keep putting it out there in pieces. You can't get stuck in your current situation because you think you're not valuable because of whatever's happening. The predicament that you are in right now does not define your destiny. You got to look at every negative situation that you got going on and you got to cast that thing down like you ain't, like, no, it's not happening. You got to know that you're thorough and wise. Let me tell you this right today. Because I was sitting up there thinking, I'm like, you know what? Gosh, what do you want me to tell him? Then I'm going to end this. I'm like, what do you want me to tell him? So, you know, God had already laid some things out for me. I already put a little note out there. I said, okay. But I know you're going to speak through me to your people. Speak through me and let me know what's going on. So a situation happened while I'm out. I'm like, wow. And it's tied into this. So I'm talking to somebody and I'm like, man, I'm at the store. Okay, I had to go out and go get some groceries, some things that I needed. I'm at the store and I'm like, oh man, like I'm so excited about trying these new things that I'm trying. I could tell that they're healing me. You know, I could tell. And I'm like, you know what, God, you just doing it good. And I tell this person, I can't wait till I have a pretzel. That's one thing I want. I can't wait to have a pretzel with like mustard and stuff. And you know what this person said? This person said, and then you'll have it and then you'll wish that you didn't. I said, wait a minute, hold on. I'm valuable. See, when people come up against you, you got to remember, y'all, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not the person, okay? We wrestle against principalities, rulers, darkness, all that type of stuff, the enemy. Sometimes he come through people, okay? He's able to use these people because these people don't believe in their own value. They don't even know that they're valuable. You know, you might call them the haters, the naysayers, the disbelievers. They don't know that they're valuable, so they don't see value on you. They don't see that God values you, so they'll say things like that to you. They'll knock your hustle. So I could have believed this. I could have been like, yeah, you know, you're right. I was like, what? Man, please. I'll make my own pretzel, or I'll do this and I'll do that. I'm going to have me a pretzel. And you know what they said? Well, you know, yeah. But see, when somebody, I told you, there's people who can't see their own self, their own value. So how can they see that you are valuable? This just touched you, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. So when you have stuff like that come up against you, you got to know, like, wow, okay. The enemy, when God asked Satan, where are you out here doing? He said, I'm out here roaming like a lion, trying to destroy, trying to kill, seeking, kill and destroy. He's trying to mess up everything. He'll have people say things like that to you to knock you off course. This is just a touch to me. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to have to get this work. You either going to go through it. God going to let you go through it because you can't see it. Because you blind to your own value, or you going to get what I'm telling you, and you going to get these instructions. You going to write them down. You going to politic on it, and you going to understand it. You going to study it. You going to get this information. I'm giving you the information. You are thorough and you're wise. And when you're thorough and you're wise, you will always have something come up against you to make you feel like you're not thorough and wise. To make you feel like you're not valuable. Because you got things to do in life. You got big plans. Like me, I got big plans. I got things that's happening. Y'all going to see it. You going to be like, oh my, you already. Matter of fact, you already see it. That's why you listening to me. What is it I tell y'all in the beginning? What's the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise? Huh? Because y'all are out there listening to me. And this is just a touch of J. You know I put it out there in pieces for you. That's what I tell you because I know how valuable I am. That's why God saved my life. That's why I'm out here right now sharing my testimony with you. Because I don't want you to be out here lost. I don't want you to be feeling like you're not thorough and you're wise just because some things happened to you. I want you to understand that's your past. Don't reflect on your past. Keep going forward. I don't care what you used to do and who you used to be. Last week, yesterday, okay? When you change, you change. When you want to go ahead and do something better with yourself, you will. Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise and you're not valuable. Okay? So God had me come out here and tell you. There's four different type of people you're going to run into in your life. Okay? That's going to let you know you're valuable. Check it out. Understand it. Okay? Now look. How y'all want me to end this? Okay? I had to put that out there in pieces for you, man. I can't have y'all out here feeling like y'all not thorough. I can't have you out here feeling like you are not wise. That you are not valuable because somebody else don't see. What? Please, man, y'all better check yourself. Y'all out here wrecking yourself. And I only can tell you this because I've been there and I've done that. I felt like I told y'all a long time ago, I was in a bed crying for like 6 months. Like, I couldn't get it together. I couldn't get them pieces together because I was like, huh? Because I didn't know my own value because somebody else didn't see it. Look. This is just a touch of them, baby. Okay? How y'all want me to end this? Y'all want me to give you my sexy Janet Jackson, Barry White voice? Let me clear my throat real quick. You ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J, right? Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. Because I know I'm valuable. I know who I am. All right? Now, what's the first thing that I tell you when I'm skating on up out of here? To the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond. And do what it is that I do, baby. I tell you, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. And please don't make yourself feel like that. That's what this whole thing was about. You're valuable. You're going to run into people and situations and things are going to change. But you always got to remember that you're valuable. And why? Why do you have to remember that you are valuable? Because you got to shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. Yes. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, oh, I'm gonna let it shine. You know, you gotta let it shine like bright, like a diamond. Yes, woo! Shine bright like a diamond. Like, shout out to you, girl. Rihanna, you listening, right? Shine bright like a diamond. You gotta let that little light on the inside of you shine bright. Don't dim it because you don't know how valuable you are or because somebody trying to make you feel like you're not thorough and wise. Come on, man, please. Just because people can't see stuff don't mean you ain't valuable. Just trying to put it out there in peace for you. And the last thing I tell you is that you got to spread love. When you know you're valuable and people are valuable that's connected to you, because they're your reflection. You got to spread love, man. You don't have a problem with spreading love when you know you're thorough and you're wise and you're valuable. You spread love to people who don't even see your value. You say stuff like, hi, haters, because your need doesn't work too. You're like, come on over. What's going on? How you doing? You don't got no problem. When people try to check you real quick, you're like, man, I'm thorough and I'm wise. I'm valuable. You got to remember, man, you thorough and you wise. Spread love. Don't do the hate because look, this is what happens when you hold grudges and you get hateful and all that type of stuff because you think people don't see how thorough and wise you are, so you get all bitter. That stuff stays up in you. No. Let the light shine. Don't dim the darkness. Don't let it step in you because you become what's up in you, baby. Look, make sure y'all check out this. I got to drop a plug real quick. Make sure y'all listening to Poppin' Podcast Thursdays. I'm be talking about what y'all thirsty for. It's called Thirsty. Oh my gosh. What are you thirsty for? Because you only thirsty for what's already up in you. Because you're trying to quench that thirst. Yes, baby. This is just such a, I'm trying to put all this out there pieces for you. But you got to spread the love, man. Okay? The world needs love. All right? So look, let me go ahead and end this thing with a quick recap. All right? Four different type of people that you won't come through in life, okay? Some of them is going to be able to see your value. Some of them may. God's going to let certain things happen so that you know not to play around. And you have to see how valuable you are. He's going to let some stuff happen so you can actually see how valuable you are. And sometimes he got to let the bad stuff happen so he could show you that he sees how valuable you are. He got to teach you so you could keep going forward because you got to elevate. You got to go up to the next level. How you going to go up to the next level if you feel like you're not thorough and wise? You can't do that. He can't let that happen because he loves you, because he sees how valuable you are. So when you go through these people, right, and then you finally get it and you understand that you're valuable, sometimes life happens. And when life happens, you have to understand that these things are still going to happen, but that doesn't mean that you're not thorough and wise and you're not valuable. And you have to treat people like I told you. I gave you the example of what you do when you get something that you like. You treat it nice. You value it. Guys, y'all love tools, right? You like to fix things and all that. If you into that whole thing, you know, that's your thing, right? You ain't gonna let nobody mess that up. You're gonna keep them tools and something nice and all that type of stuff, baby. This is just a touch of it. You're gonna make sure you handle that. That thing gonna be nice, right? Because you value it. Like you value a lady. Oh, man. You know, you make, girl, you looking good. You gonna always make sure that she's straight because you value her. Ladies, the same thing with your man. Come on, man. You're gonna keep yourself up. Make sure you straight for you, first of all, and for him, too. You know, if you're valuable, if you're valuable. Valuing the job. Y'all, I'm tired. If you're valuing the job, right? You're going to make sure you take care of the job. You're going to be there early. Okay? Not just on time. If it's 8 o'clock, you ain't going to be there at 8 o'clock. You're going to be there like, look, it's like 7:30. Is there anything y'all need me to do? You know, 7 o'clock, I can come in tomorrow, boss. You know, if you need me to go ahead and do that, you want me to pick up your dry cleaner. Whatever it is, it's not about brown nosing. It's because you know that the job is valuable. It might be able to take you places. See? I'm trying to end this thing, man. But listen, see, when you realize how thorough and wise you are, you understand that you're so valuable that you can get put in situations that can take you into better situations because they're valuable situations that you get put into. All right, let me say this to you because I'm trying to end this, but it's just so many pieces, right? I walked into a facility, okay? I used to be regional manager over the state of Pennsylvania. And I walked in this facility, okay? I think I was out in Maine. Yeah, and I walked in there and they was like, one of the ladies walked in, she said, I know you the boss. I said, huh? What you mean? She said, you the boss. I know you the boss. Look at you, girl. It's all over you. Like, you don't even see. I just see the light just shining all over you. You know, it's radiant. I'm looking at her. I'm like, dang. You know, she hyping me up. I'm like, dang, I didn't even know I was that girl. You know, that's what I was saying to myself. But she saw it. Also, I went out to Baltimore, right? You know, did the little Harvard thing. And then I went out to Massachusetts. So I'm out in Massachusetts. A guy comes up to me. We out there on the yachts, okay? We out there yachting and stuff. You know, they taking me out doing everything they had to do to the company that I'm working for. You know, I feel all good about myself. They like, we're going to take you here. Let me take you here. You know, I'm like, okay. We're going here for drinks and we're going here for dessert. And I'm like, okay. Because they saw how valuable I was. But we get off the yacht and this guy walks up to me, right? And this is what he says. He says, you know what? I know you on TV or something. I said, huh? Matter of fact, I'm going to put it out there in pieces for you because I taped them. I recorded them. I said, wait, I got to get this on record. I'll make sure I put this out on. My name is R0976 on Instagram. I'm going to put it on my app. I'm going to put it everywhere. Okay? Just give me a minute, but I'm going to put it out there for you. So make sure you check out these pieces. It's this guy. He's talking to me. And he's talking about, I know you got to be somebody. You got to be a star or something. I know you on TV. I know you doing something. You doing something out there. And I'm like this, huh? Why? He like, because I could just see it. He said, you a boss. You going to be something. See, people see your greatness before you do sometimes. And I'm trying to tell you that there's four different type of people that are going to show you your greatness. Some of them going to see it, some of them not. And this just touches it, baby. That's all this episode was about. I just tried to put it out there in pieces for you the best way that I could. Please understand that you're valuable. God wants you to know, I don't know who you are out there, you're struggling with it, that you're valuable. And you got to know that you're valuable so you can go to the next level. All right? So look, I'm up out of here. I love my babies. Okay? It's literally like 11 o'clock at night, y'all. I'm so tired. But I said it's Papa Podcast Sundays. Wait, no. It's this Sunday's word. That's Papa Podcast Thursday. I told y'all I'm tired. Okay? But I feel amazing. Know that you guys are amazing. Know that you're... Y'all see what happened? That's what happens when you thorough and wise. Listen, know that you guys are amazing, okay? And I'm up out of here. I just had to come back, okay? Because there's a little something that happened where it cut it off. And I just had to tell y'all, I'll be back when I got something else to say. Yes, when I got something else to say. Yes. When I got something else to say, make sure y'all listen to the songs and all that after this and play Mary J. Blige for y'all again. But y'all who didn't get it, man, because it's just a touch of J. You know I'm throwing a wise. I got to put that out there in pieces for you, baby. Okay, I love y'all. And like I said, I'll be back when I got something else to say. Make sure y'all listen to Poppin' Podcast Thursdays, man. Episode's gonna be real dope and wise. Again, I'm gonna be talking to y'all about what you're thirsty for. A lot of y'all out there thirsty. We all thirsty, but we only thirsty for what's already on the inside of us. Give you something to think about. What are you thirsty for? But you crave it. All right, baby, this is just a touch of J. That's just pieces for you. I love y'all. Talk to y'all later. Bye-bye. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of your baby coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on my flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J and I'm coming at you, making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
You better download that Just a Touch of J app. Hey y'all, did y'all think I forgot to pray for y'all? No, I can never do that. This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you, right? So listen, bow y'all head, close y'all eyes. Let me go ahead and drop a dime on you, okay? Look, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now and I ask for you to please allow your word that I just put out there in pieces for them to be able to resonate inside each and every one of the individuals that heard it.
Restore their soul, Lord God. Allow them to see what it is that you're trying to show them through this message. Allow them to see that they have everything that they need on the inside of them and that you'll be there for them, okay? Yo, God's going to be there for you. He loves you, all right? He's going to restore you. He's going to help you, all right? In Jesus' name, I pray. Just don't be afraid, all right? We love you, God. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for just allowing me to go ahead and put your word out there in pieces for them. Just thank you. Restore them. Give them peace and everything that it is that they need, that comfort, as they're walking through life. In Jesus' name I pray. I love you guys. Amen. Hey y'all,
what y'all out there doing?
Huh? Y'all out there shining on them? I know you out there living your best life, but listen, right? I got some new songs of the week for you. I had to give a shout out to my girl, Mary J. Blige. That's the queen. Has her own documentary on Amazon. Yeah, it's all about my life, right? Which is so crazy because there's a Just a Touch of J documentary too, and it's all about my life. So what I did was I put together some songs for Beat Break Radio and for you guys, okay? Make sure y'all check it out on the 411 Wire. And right after this, yeah, they're up next, man. It's all about how she's influenced my life. And like I said, baby, this is just a touch of jet. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. Make sure y'all stay tuned to what's
the word on the street is she's got the 411 on the latest news and entertainment. It's the 411 Wire.
Hey, y'all, this is Just a Touch of Jay, and I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby.
Jay, what y'all out there doing?
Huh? Oh, my gosh, y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Well, listen, right? You are listening to Beat Break Radio, 87 FM and Reach One Communications, where it's everything podcast and music, baby. And this is Just a Touch of Jay. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, right? Oh my gosh, yes. What's the 411, hun? You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. And this is the 411 Wire. And I got the hottest entertainment segment for you for this week. Man, what we gonna do this week is we gonna switch this one up just a little bit, dedicating this whole segment to my girl Mary J. Blige. Shout out to you, queen. Let's go back in time and take a listen to some of her songs. This is Just a Touch of J, man. Oh my gosh, make sure y'all checking out my girl Mary J. Blige on her new Amazon documentary, man.
It's all about my life.
Yeah, all right. So the song's about to put this out there in pieces for you.
Can't live without you. Can't live without you, babe. Without you, babe.
Wait a minute, y'all. Mm-hmm. Did y'all like that? This is Just a Touch of Jay. Y'all already know I got another one for you, right? Let me slow it down.
Slow down, baby. The loving ain't going nowhere.
Hey, don't rush, baby. Hey, the loving ain't going nowhere.
Slow down.
Slow it down.
down, yeah.
I got another one for you, right? This is just a touch of J. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you, man. Cause I don't wanna do anything else. Y'all like that? You like it when I do it like that, don't you, man? Listen here, I told y'all this is just a touch of J, right? Mary just trying to let y'all know, man, all she want is just you and me. She don't want nothing else, alright? Check out the next song, man. What's up next? Drop a bomb, man, on y'all like Flex. Look what I love this one right here. This is just a touch of J. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, man. Listen to Mary, right? She wants y'all to know that your boy, I need.
For you anytime you need
it.
Nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown that be down for whatever. There were few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Well, like, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give.
Oh man, what can I hit y'all with now, man? I think I gotta give y'all something special. Classic
throwback. She says she can love you. I told y'all, man, I got another one for you, baby. This is just a touch of J. Man, gotta reminisce over the loves that we had, right? At least that's what Mary J. Blige says. Everything, man. I'ma end this one off right here with this track. It's another classic one, man. Y'all know this is just a touch of J, right? And I had to put all that out there in pieces for you, baby. Right? Thanks for listening. JUSTATOUCHOF _ a letter J. Yeah, that's what they call.
Paradise, and when I apply these days, you brought some.
Make sure y'all Google Just a Touch of J, download the Just a Touch of J app, and check me out on My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. The link is in the bio. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on 1 second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J. Y'all hear that?
Pieces for you.
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right? Hey, y'all. This is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby, living your best life, huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen, mama got to drop a dime on y'all, but I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon, and make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato.
brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J at me. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. Alright? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that? Y'all go over to make a lemon beast kitchen.
Going over to make a lemon beast kitchen, baby.
Mama got some brownies.
She prepared brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just a touch of J.
Trying to put it out there in pieces for you.
What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over to Making Love in Beast Kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you. Y'all hear that?